been an interesting discussion and debate here in relation to the current economic statement. And the document itself provides a snapshot of what's happening here. And basically, if you look at it on paper, things are going well and going exceptionally well, as government members have been saying about how great things are. But when you look in more detail and when you actually look on the ground and how people are reacting and how the people are trying to survive, that's the problem, is that people are trying to survive, and they are basically people who should, in the normal circumstances, be doing okay. And you'd look and even think that based on their top line wages and stuff like that they should be doing all right, but people are struggling, and struggling very badly, and it's happening all over this country, right across the board. And it's down to a lot down to the policies or lack of policies of this government. Now, if you are a vulture fund, or if you're a cuckoo fund, or if you're a multimillionaire, or if you're somebody in the top 5% of income take in this country, you're doing very well, and government policies are actually working towards you very well. And I think the mistake that we make a lot of the time on this side of the house is that we think that the government is actually starting from the same place as us, and starting from the point of view where they want to help people on at the lower end and people who are in difficulty. And that's not actually where the government is coming from, and I think that's a lot of the problem. And that's what leads to a lot of the misunderstandings and the conflict that happens here in the House, because from the point of view of the people that the government represents, the government is doing well as far as they're concerned. But the problem is that they're not the vast majority of people in this country, and they're the people who are being left behind consistently, and they're not being looked after, and they're not being left. And you have to even just look at the, I mean, much is made in the economic statement there about the providing directly to people in the budget, last budgetary cycle, of 2.4 billion euros. And a billion euros of that was the 100 plus energy break that was given. And that was actually given to everybody. So if I'm a multimillionaire with 10 houses, I got 10 times that. If I'm somebody who's struggling with to put my kids on the bus to school and clothe them in school and have an electricity bill, I get once that. How does that fare? How does that work? You know, it's too difficult actually to do this in a targeted way. We have to do it this way. It took, I think it was 7 months from when it was mentioned and the government said they were going to do it to actually the payments were coming through. So, you know, if you couldn't do it in a targeted way within 7 months, you shouldn't be there. Like, and that's the reality of the situation. And that's the problem. And that's the problem that's been happening here that we see all the time in this house, is that we give you the credit of thinking that you want to help the people that we are talking about, but you're not. And maybe we should change our arguments a wee bit in relation to that. You know, and even in your own statement, you say economic recovery is 5.6% above pre-pandemic levels. So it's actually things are going very well in the state, but yet we still see the difficulties, and we still see the difficulties that people are having. Like, for example, in my own constituency in Donegal, there is at least 3 food banks that I know of. Now, that's a sad reflection. There has never been, and I know all around the country, the food banks are all around the country. How is that? How is that in this country, in the so-called richest one of the richest countries in the world that we talked about and has been mentioned about here in the House, how is it that we expect citizens to go to a food bank and to rely on food banks to actually feed their families? That's a sad reflection. We should be all embarrassed about that. There's a food bank in Letterkenny that's open 2 days a week. There's a food bank that opens regularly in my own hometown in Killybegs. This is unbelievable. I know there's food banks in Clare and everywhere else as well. But you're quite happy, and you'll talk about how well the economy is doing. An economy is not doing well that citizens have to go to food banks and depend on that for getting their survival and surviving for their families. And I was even at a farmers meeting a couple of weeks ago, where there was a rake of spuds that were late for this season and were being held over for the next season, and they didn't want them to go onto the market, and they were going to put them into silage pits to actually make silage out of them. Rather than what would be wrong with actually packaging those buds and giving them to the food bank so that people could actually survive over the period. And that's when they were perfectly good spuds, there was nothing wrong with them, but that's what they were willing to do. So that's the kind of country that we have and the kind of country that we live in. And that's the kind of country that your government has created, and that's the kind of policies that your government is pursuing in relation to this. And then we see the causes of the war and everything else that's going on too. Like, you know, and we see that a business in Donegal came in to me. And I've heard the towns say here earlier on today that electricity costs aren't significant in terms of businesses and stuff like that there. Well, I would love to him to tell the business that came into my office, which saw their ESB electricity bill go from €1,988 a month to €3,400 a month for the month of May. That's a 42% increase in 1 month. So how are those small businesses supposed to survive? But you don't care about small businesses. What you want to do is keep the multinationals happy and keep them going and stuff like that there. But it's them small businesses that are employing people in rural areas right around the country, and they're keeping those people going as they can. So that's the kind of thing that needs to happen and needs to be constantly looked at. And that's what your economic statement should be looking at as well, and that's what your economic statement should be highlighting. Instead of putting this gloss on it that things are going well and we're great and we're the whatever best country in the world and that there, the people on the ground don't feel that. They don't see it, and they're not living it. And that's the reality of the situation. You know, and then we talk about every day in this house here, it comes up about homelessness. And, you know, I think the most telling one for me was a couple of weeks ago when Deputy Boyd Barrett brought up a woman who works, for TUSLA in preventing homelessness, where clients of TUSLA has actually been made homeless. In that state, you know, you couldn't think it up like and that there, but this happens every day and it gets no traction at all from the government, and that's what's wrong with this, and that's what's wrong with this statement. And we hear all this stuff talked about in this house about how great this is and how positive things are looking for. Things aren't positive. And no matter how much we deny it and how much we say it and we stand up in the house here and say how great things are and we're the second best country in the world for this and we're the third best country in the world for that and we're the highest and a multinational development that anything got there, people are hungry, people are scared, people are homeless all over this country. In Donegal, people are homeless. They can't get into homeless accommodation. And I'm dealing every day with people who've been put out of the houses. The council can't provide any houses for them because the councils aren't allowed to build any houses. And that's happening every single day. And this government knows about it, and this government will not do anything about it. And that's a sad reflection, and that's what's happening right across the board.